It is. It's short for Treffery. It was my grandfather's middle name and his mother's maiden name. It originates from Cornwall, England.
And have you passed that on yet?
Nope, not yet. No kids yet.
Would you?
I would. All right, I had to suffer with it, so my, you know.
No, but it stands out. I mean, you have to repeat it a time or two.
For sure. You're absolutely right about that.
Okay, so it's Treff Baker, and your position here is?
I'm the executive chef of the docket.
Okay, so for people who are listening and saying, okay, hey, it's another place to eat, dazzle them a little bit with what you all have here.
But we're a little bit different. We have a kind of a conviviality theme with communal seating and dishes that can be shared between multiple people at a time. So with the theme that we went with here, which is a contemporary Mediterranean, it invites people to talk about the food. It may be some things that people haven't seen before. And so it invites a conversation, possibly between people who had never met. They could talk about what they have on their plate in front of them. And it's just that whole inviting conviviality is what we're going for here.
I know there's a couple of times I've been at the ball game, and I've wanted to, like, ask somebody if I could have one of their nachos. Would that so that kind of mentality would work here?
We're breaking down that social barrier as well, right?
Give me a menu highlight or two.
Well, we have one of our main entree items is called a spatchcock chicken, which is a completely deboned chicken. That is marinated in a little bit of cinnamon and oregano and some really good extra virgin olive oil. Then we will slice that up and serve that on a plate with a side of couscous with mandarin oranges and green onions in it, as well as a seasonal vegetable. I think one of the other things that's pretty interesting that you'll see around in town, but we're doing a falafel, making all the falafel in-house from scratch. We're serving it in a different, in kind of a unique way with a confit tomato instead of just a regular diced tomato that you might see at other places.
Who's your target customer for the docket right here at the corner of Pine? Is that Pine? That's Chestnut.
Chestnut
and Tucker.
Yep. Well, we're kind of a unique situation here. We want the students to be able to come in here and use the facilities, but we're also open to the public. So with the law school being right above us, we have the students who are studying law, as well as the courts and the judges and lawyers that are right across the street who happen to be in here as well. So part of the concept here is to get those two groups of people together and have professionals with aspiring professionals, and that's where the docket fits in.
Do you have a discount for jurors?
Yeah, I wish we did. No, one of the things I think that they would enjoy, and we've seen a pretty good turnout for that, is our chef's table, which has a 3 hot items and 2 cold items every day. Different. We make everything fresh in-house from scratch for only $9.95. That is a lunch deal every day.
If you could describe the decor.
Well, I would have to say with the decor, it's fairly contemporary with an industrial twist. But I'm no interior designer by any means.
And you have plenty of sunshine, at least during daylight hours.
That is true. And we have seating for about 75 outside with our patio seating, so they can soak up that sunshine as well.
Have you had many people come by here, like, after business hours here lately since you've opened?
You know, just as with any place downtown, you know, we're trying to find that target audience that's going to be in here. You know, Wash Ave is right down the road. We want to capture some of those folks, that let them know that we're around here as well. We are open till 9 o'clock during the week and 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. So we're trying to capture some of those, you know, maybe late night, maybe before the theater or before a game or even after a game if it's an early game. So
I can turn you on to somebody who will rent you a spotlight to put right out there on the corner.
There we go. We need a spotlight. maybe one of those the wavy arm guys that they have at car lots. Yeah, that might work.
Do you have a mascot uniform yet?
Not yet, but, you know, we do have the Billiken for St. Louis University, so maybe they'd be so kind as to come out and give us a hand.